Good afternoon. Can you hear me? Good afternoon. I will be answering the first question. Chair, dear committee members, as I said, I will answer the first question raised by Mr. Benishour. It is a question about the reservations. So concerning the first reservation to Article 10, Paragraph 3, I would like to provide you an up-to-date answer. Because, well, we understand why the committee is asking the question. There was an issue with the Committee on the Rights of the Child and then the three draft bills that were presented between April and the end of April of this year. So there was a law of August 18th of 1982 on the right of children was no longer in line with international standards, and so it needed to be repealed. That process took a very long time, and then that reservation echoed the national legislation, which was not aligned anymore. So I could explain this a little bit further, because this is in fact about two draft reforms that were important for Luxembourg. One was on the conditions of detention and human dignity as part of the criminal law for minors. So these were draft bills, and if you want, I can send you the specific name of the laws in writing, but I will go over them briefly orally. They were bills from the end of April of this year. One was on the criminal rights of minor. Another one was on provisions for minors that were victims as part of the criminal procedure. And lastly, the third one, and it's apart from the other two, is on the protection of youth. And it's there. And I'm sure that we'll come back to this tomorrow, but I'll get ahead and mention it briefly right now. Access to justice and procedural guarantees for minors. And when it comes to criminal law, we have several provisions on detention, specifically on the detention of minors. It was completely reformed. The educational center today, that is the quote-unquote minor detention center, will be closed, and we will replace it with a penitentiary establishment that specializes on minors. We will also have a special minors court, which will be created. There are several new provisions that are in keeping with the rights of the child. There's a minimum age of criminal liability set to 14. As I said, we're creating a special criminal jurisdiction for minors. There are procedural guarantees for minors that are defendant, and also for minors that are victims. And here we have a whole new apparatus that is going to guarantee their protection and their rights. There's also a strict separation between these two draft bills, however they complement each other. And to address the reservation and its repercussions in criminal law, the goal here is to educate and rehabilitate. So the deprivation of freedom is perhaps the last recourse. And if so, it is limited, well regulated, and it is clear that adults and minors are separated. So there's an entire mindset of trying to delegalize and to give priority to alternative measures. I will send the specific names of these draft bills. Given that it's a significant advance in our legislation, I wanted to share it with you. On the second reservation, that's the one in Article 14, Paragraph 5, I can say that we have nothing to add to what we have said already in our written responses. Then on the reservation to Article 19, Paragraph 2, Freedom of Expression. Well, this reservation was made to avoid incompatibility with the radio and television authorization system so as to avoid the authorization seen as an obstacle to the freedom of expression. It was suggested in 1983, and so we can't withdraw the reservation. We could reconsider. And I would also like to highlight the importance that Luxembourg gives to freedom of opinion and expression, especially within the media, because progress was made in that area too. In addition to the draft bill that we spoke about already, which has a quite large field of applicability, and here too we will provide written references to you after the dialogue has concluded, and for the media, Luxembourg improved the means to better protect the media sector and journalists and their right to freedom of expression. We are also considering now a doxing infraction. It is a practice of broadcasting information about the identity or the home address of a journalist, thereby exposing him, her, or their family to great personal risk. Also in January 2022, in the Council of Europe, there was a warning on the Security Platform for the Protection of Journalists, which ended in May 2022, given that the government took immediate measures to reiterate the freedom of the press in the context of the pandemic. Also, additional financial means were made available by the government to support them. So this covers freedom of expression and how we defend it. Thank you.